Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Here's my impression of Kourtney Kardashian. This podcast is so cool. I literally think it is so great. And I think Kim is so dramatic. I am what I feel on you. Used to try to associate myself with attractive guys, and now I'm just around comics.
We can do better than that, I think. Let's see what we have.
Oh. The more attractive the guy, the worse their cum tastes. This guy just looked at me and laughed. Am I right? Yeah, he goes, it's true.
'Tis ready for tasting.
I got in trouble for missing my spot here yesterday. We're at Madhouse.
Did they spank you?
No, they put me at the end of the list today, which is kind of...
The enda.
Like, yeah, the end of the list, which is like...
The enda. That's how we say that.
Deenda.
It's short for Deenda my dick.
No, they put me at the end of the list. And it's like, I feel like I have a good excuse.
I know, you were getting dick. You told me.
I was sucking dick. I went to a bathhouse.
You found somebody at the bathhouse to touch you. Okay.
It was like an upscale one. He was really hot.
A boy! Get it, a boy!
I got it. I knew I smelled a boy.
I feel like we're going to get such bad background noise.
No, we should go around the corner. Fuck these guys. They're not hot enough for us.
Yeah, you guys are not good eye candy while we're doing this.
We need girl time.
We're going to go douche our pussies.
He's going to help me douche.
Oh, I know how to douche, just on the other side. We douche our assholes.
This is terribly uncomfortable.
I left my tab open over at ACC.
Such a rebel.
They can just leave it open till next week.
This lady's looking at us laughing. She's like, what the fuck are they doing?
Karaoke.
We're recording a podcast, ma'am. Do you want to do a guest feature?
It's time to meet our three contestants.
What's your name?
Latoya.
Yes. Okay. So tell me about yourself. Do you have a man? Someone special?
I have someone special, but he's in Virginia. That's where I'm from, Virginia.
Okay, so you're a free bitch.
So when he comes and visits, is it immediate pee-pee time?
Well, I'm visiting now.
Oh, okay. Yes, see, I don't need an excuse for it to be immediate pee-pee time. I just need there to be a pee-pee, whether it's straight or gay, as long as they're willing.
Right.
I did suck a bad dick once and got strep throat.
Oh, my God.
From sucking dick when you were 2 years old.
Clearly.
What? No.
No, I got it, because you know how, like, when you're a baby, like, all these people are, like, kissing you, like, so that's, mono's called the kissing disease, and so a lot of the people that get it are either, like,
are whores, yeah.
Young children, or, like, slutty people like me.
And you were both.
So I was both.
Yeah.
So when I was 2, I got mono.
Did you know you were gay when you were 2 years old?
Not consciously, but I would also dress up in girls' clothes.
That's super cute.
I thought I looked good with pigtails.
That's adorable.
I smell a child.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. My girls is in there.
You guys getting some laughs in?
Yeah.
How old are you turning?
I will be turning 40.
No way.
Fabulous and 40. I went to guess.
I will be asleep when I'm 40.
Yeah, usually I would be.
So are you a Virgo?
I'm a Libra.
I don't know what month it is.
As a gay person, I don't even know if I'm going to make it to 40. Our lifestyles are not conducive.
Start collecting children. Why? Because, you great buffoon, we want to live forever. Not just until tomorrow. The more children's lives we snatch, the longer we shall live.
Right. Let us fly.
Fly.
Wait.
This guy driving the car is looking at us. Hello.
You want to be on the pod?
You are one hot motherfucker.
What kind of car is this?
Are you looking for roadhead, sir?
I gotta go.
What are you driving, sir?
It's a Ford.
Roadhead and a Ford?
The offer still stands.
Get in, bitch.
He's like, the light turned green, thank God.
What's up?
Later, dude. I'll leave the key with what I said.
Okay. I won't redecorate that much. Okay. And I'll move out, maybe.
Yeah. Guys can podcast if you want in the brick room.
That's a good idea.
It's intimate.
We'll get intimate, Shayna.
Do you want to?
Unless you've grown a penis, I don't think so.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Let's go in the brick room.
All right, let's go.
We're taking a little field trip.
It was, like, painful to be quiet for, like, 2 seconds. I love the acoustics in this room.
It's hallowed ground. Witches can't set foot here.
It's always a blast to edit when I'm supposed to be looking for a job.
So wait, what are you trying to look for in a job?
I'm trying to get a job here, actually. I text her every day. I'm like, hey, Jessica, I miss you. Do you need anybody to work? No response. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., I'm officially homeless.
Why?
Because I lost my home.
Did you get evicted?
It was more like a please leave. There was no like court ordered. Excuse me.
It's the Sanderson sisters, right?
That was rude.
He's proudly not vaccinated, so like...
It's protected by magic.
It's just a bunch of hocus pocus!
Sarah!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Josh, he asked me to move over so I wouldn't break his bong because I was sitting on that table out there. And he's like, this is an $800 bong. I'm like, relax. If it breaks, I can replace it. No problem.
You're amazing. What do you say?
He's like, no, you just sound like you're bragging. I'm like, the view is great from the top, bitch.
How's the weather up there?
It's nice. It can be a little cold at times. That's okay because I'm a frigid bitch. It's nice because I can go to any reunion that I want and show up in, like, nice clothes.
Or you don't have to show up in nice clothes and they should just still suck your dick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're hot, I'll pay them.
If they're not hot, you can pay them, too.
Yeah.
You could pay them to get hot.
I can. Yeah.
Here's money. Go get hot.
Go get plastic surgery.
I wish somebody would do that to me. But the only people who throw money at me are homeless.
Yeah.
I made some money the other night. I made like over $100.
Again?
I made $100 doing stand-up.
Really? Where?
Here.
How?
Because I'm hilarious.
Did you get booked or was it just an open mic?
One of my fans, he saw me at ACC the last time I was over there, which was over a month ago. Because they wait till like the last minute to call me. Punctuality people. Hello, I'm a girl. I could get raped on my way to my car, remember? And rapists only come out after 10 p.m. So
what does that feel like as like a girl? Like, what is that level of fear? Because like I will never understand it.
I am joking. Like, I sometimes get ready with the hopes that I am rape worthy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think it would be rape.
Yeah.
They would
no,
feel
it's
rape.
Just like I always wonder, like, because like as a guy who's obviously like bigger.
I have told people to rape me. They have declined.
I am so desperate that if someone tried to take advantage of me, I would just be like, go for it.
Whatever shall we do with him?
Let's barbecue and fillet.
Hang him on a hook and let me play with him.
When I used to online date before I got canceled from Hinge.
Wait, you got canceled from Hinge?
Yeah, I think it's because I'm a catfish, but I don't know.
What did you do?
I asked for an explanation. They did not give me one.
What happened? Did they just delete your account?
They won't let me reactivate it.
Why?
Sometimes I go to sleep at night wondering why, like what it was that I did.
They're probably in the back room being like, this bitch has failed too many times or to make our platform look bad.
I think it was for marketing my podcast, honestly, because it is a good outlet.
Oh, you are marketing your podcast on it?
Rightfully so. It has a lot to do with me if somebody wants to know about me.
Oh, you were just like in the questions? That's not, but I don't see why that's a problem.
And I did get some followers. I did get some Apple reviews. Have you reviewed it on Apple yet?
I need to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm kind of an asshole when it comes to those reviews.
No, you can leave an asshole review.
Oh, no, I'm not saying like I leave bad reviews. I just don't do them. Like customer service workers in stores hand me like, oh, please do the survey. I'm like, okay. And then I throw it away.
Yeah, but I'm different.
You are different. You're my friend.
Can you keep it down? Thanks.
They're doing the open mic out there and it's really interrupting our podcast.
I was trying to be funny this evening, but didn't get a lot of laughs.
Same. I got told by a frat guy that getting the vaccine makes me a sheep.
Uh-oh. Sisters, did you hear what he called you?
I know, I heard that. I was trying to think of something that I would say, but you did good. You said, I'm sorry, I don't speak retarded. That was good. I liked it.
I'm just glad he knows what a sheep is. It's hard to take someone who only showers on Monday seriously.
Totally.
I would still suck his dick, but I would need to plug my nose because it probably smells so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, today's Tuesday, so it's probably fine.
On Tuesdays, we suck uncircumcised.
Yeah. On Tuesdays, we use our tongue.
On Tuesdays, no standards. On Tuesdays, we swallow. Just kidding. We swallow every day. Just kidding. We don't get jizz in my mouth.
I don't know. Whenever I swallow, I get like a really bad stomach ache.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
My digestive system is like, what the fuck is this?
I think it's because we're Jewish.
Yeah. This ain't food.
You just start shitting. This is a waste of calories.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is not good for anything.
You trying to kill me?
I suggest we form a calming circle.
I am calm!
Oh, sister, thou art not being honest with thyself, are we? Huh? Huh? Come on. Give me a smile.
Yeah.
When a guy is like, I need a jizz, I'm like, okay, I will get off.
Oh, see, I'm like, where?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Matt. How's it going? Do you want to do a feature on the podcast?
We were just talking about how on Tuesdays...
It's hers.
No, you've been on it. But you...
Why?
What? Yeah, I am. No one gives a shit.
Wait, why don't you want to be on her podcast?
Are you, like, micromanaging me right now? His reputation is on the line. Have a seat.
How is your reputation on the line?
No, tell.
Oh.
He's just not funny enough. He wasted all of his funny
He's
for the stage.
He's being boring.
Did you see his set? It was really funny. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm bad with rejection. This is my problem.
No, Matt, I want to talk
to
you.
Don't leave.
I have
Stay
a question.
Here. Pee on us, please.
As a guy, what advice would you give me to try to turn other straight guys? Yeah, well, check.
Done.
Zachary Beans, what took thee so long?
I'm sorry, Emily. I had to wait 300 years for a virgin to light a candle.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.